ground, holy water, straight out of the bottle. Come get baptized, yeah, that's the motto. We bringing you the truth, 100 proof, no chaser. Ground, holy water, we a new favorite flavor. Ground, holy water, straight out of the bottle. Come get baptized, yeah, that's the motto. We bringing you the truth, 100 proof, no chaser. Ground, holy water, we a new favorite flavor.
Got work now. Right. I don't work. Fuck a job. Fuck work.
Yeah. It's another edition of the Brown Holy Water Podcast. It's your boy Real Talk Marv.
We back.
To all the people who came through the Milk River. It was a movie. But you know, now we back to the regular scheduled program. Yeah. We have a beautiful guest in the building. But before we have her introduce herself, who I got in the building with me?
It's your boy Black Success. You already know what it is. Coney Island, Brooklyn. Yeah.
Just regular law here today.
Regular degular.
Regular shmegular.
You're not here, so you're just regular, right?
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
There's nothing wrong
man.
With being regular. You know what I mean? People got to own that. But without further ado, let's have our beautiful guest introduce herself.
Yo, what up, everybody? It's me, Sasha Mercy, an online comedian. Instagrammer, making shit happen.
Yeah. Right. Videos are very funny.
Thank you.
But without further ado, we're going to jump right into it. And, you know, we're going to talk about relationships, long-distance relationships, you know. Oh. I think everybody has that once or twice in their life. How do we make it work? So the question is long-distance relationship. Do you think it's possible to maintain a long-distance relationship in this day and age?
Ladies first.
Wow. Y'all just going to dump that on me? Yeah. Okay.
We're gentlemen, so ladies first.
Oh, that's good. I don't know. I mean, it could work, I guess. I mean, if you guys FaceTime a little bit, but you guys have to, you know, see each other, like have plans to actually see each other.
So how far is too far then?
I live in Queens. She live in the Bronx. That's too far.
Yo, New York City people are like that. If I got to pay a toll to see you, it's a dub.
That's a fact.
That's how much a toll.
Yeah,
Staten
man.
Island's a dub. Off the rip.
That's true.
That's not going to work. I ain't no easy pass for you, baby.
It's a fact.
But how far do you think distant-wise is?
Like... Well, distant-wise, I mean... Yo, this is crazy because... It depends. It really depends on the situation. Let's say, all right, you dating somebody that's like really far, but you guys have plans to like see each other maybe, you know, in 3 months or so. You know, I think that could work if you guys have plans to see each other.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Before I say something, the fellas, what do y'all think?
Absolutely cannot work.
Cannot,
don't even know. Waste your time with
there's
long
no compromise
in this day and age, 2017, it won't work, man.
I think if you have a foundation laid down, mm-hmm. You
ain't
know
no
what I'm saying?
Foundation. Like, it's hard to get a foundation when you see and you living
no,
with your
if,
person.
If, it's off, the, work, if it's off the rip, it's hard long distance. But if y'all been together for a while and then maybe a job opportunity, something major, I had to have distance for a little while, you got a foundation right. there. What about right. what you think, Black?
I can't do that. You know, long distance is... You know, it's crazy enough when you both live in New York, for example, and, you know, work schedules and personal things going on, personal responsibilities going on, and you can't see each other. Now you want to add distance? Like, you know what I mean? You can't even do a drive-by now? Nah. Like,
can't work.
That's just crazy. And you got it. Maybe it could have worked way back in the day. But now with, like, social media and everything being so instant, everyone wants stuff fast.
But we got
I mean?
FaceTime now.
Yeah, it makes it easier when you have FaceTime,
like, you
though.
Get to see them every day. It almost feels like you...
That's your thing. You can't cuddle with FaceTime.
That's true.
We're going to get to that.
It's cold outside,
Zay.
It's cold outside.
Sort of understanding.
See, we're going to get to that part. But I'm just saying, you know, we have FaceTime. You know, people text all day. You know, video chats, all that good
shit.
Things are changing.
Doesn't matter.
Things are changing.
When you want to fuck and you can't fuck because your partner's like 10,000 miles away.
That's a problem.
That's crazy. Like,
what about shows? What about doing shows for your people? You know, the video sexing.
How much is that really gonna do? Like, we got Pornhub, we got X Videos, we got Tasty Black. Not saying I know all the porn websites, I'm just saying.
Black got his BBW favorites.
You got a few, but I'm just saying, what is a
porn
video?
Porn sites do help, though.
What is a
they
video
help.
Really gonna do? Like, you know what I mean? In this day and age.
All girls sleep you know better with a penis on their butt, so you can't put your penis on their butt. Now what?
And most dudes are squeezing one out anyway. With yeah. the girl. With the girl, you squeeze one out.
They still squeeze one out.
Every 2 days.
That
you know
is so funny.
So you said porn videos do work. Do you have any particular styles you like or videos
there's only one website that I go to.
Which
it's like
one?
fuck.com. That's it.
Oh, you gotta expand your horizons.
I don't.
Fucking porn.com is the YouTube of good free porn.
See these phones, baby?
She's strong. They get here from nowhere.
They're strong for a reason.
I'm Popeye that's a hell.
He's both hands. He's both hands.
Ambidextrous, baby.
Both hands.
You can do moves and shit with his shit now. Hit it from the back.
But it just don't work, though.
So we're going to get to the second part of that question because I knew people would jump to that. When the chances for both parties to remain... Is there any chance for both parties to remain faithful in the long-distance relationship?
See, I don't know about that. You don't ask questions. That's it. Just don't ask no questions. Hmm.
That sound like I'm going to do me,
you're
going to do you.
That was crazy.
We can't really cuff like that. Ain't no cuffing.
There ain't no real commitment. Don't ask no questions.
No, I'm just saying, like, if it's a long-distance relationship, you got to kind of be realistic. Like, you can't just be like, oh, my God, like, I really miss you. Like, I wish I could see you right now because you guys aren't in a long-distance relationship. You can't. But if you guys do have a mutual, like, connection where it's just like, yo, I really fuck with this person. Like, I can actually talk to this person no matter what time of the day or whatever. You don't want to, like, you don't want to... brush that aside, because maybe there might be a potential there, you know? I mean, I don't know if a long-distance relationship could last forever. I don't think so.
No,
but maybe, like...
A window.
Like, a short period of amount of time, maybe, like...
So if it's only for a short period of time, you'd be cool with it.
Yeah, I'll be cool with it.
So how long is
like,
a short period of time? 6 months? A year?
6 months is good enough.
So he can fuck you for 6 months, and after that, you need brand new dick. You need local dick.
No,
so
I'm not saying I need brand new dick, local dick.
Is it right?
Who said that? Who said we?
After six months, you want some dick in.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying, like, if you really trying to give it a try, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you do the best that you can with what you got. But, like, you can't. I don't want to put myself in a situation where, like, I'm asking questions, like, okay, I don't really want to know the answer, but we do have a mutual connection, and I know that what we have is real. Like, I don't have to be like, yo, like, if we can have, like, a serious conversation and talk about shit, and you be like, yo, I mutually fuck with this person, then that's different. And then it's like we come to an understanding, like, okay, then after this point, we could actually be together and become something. Then that's different. But it's like you can't be in a long-distance relationship forever.
So how about you, fellas? What do y'all think? What is too long for the long distance relationship as far as how long that it can last?
She said
a week.
It can last. Period.
A week.
Giving no
a
type
week.
Of 3 days.
3 days. Be like, oh, nah, but you gone.
You said it can't last at all.
Nah, dude. That shit is unreal. It's too much emotions. Yeah. It's too much like jealousy and that shit is just too crazy. Like I can't see you. You gone yeah. 6 months a clip. You gonna pop up on me? Nah, that's corny.
Yeah, that's not gonna work out.
What about you?
I mean, it's kind of like being it's kind of like being full but being greedy. You understand? Like you don't want to eat, but it's too much food in front of you, so you're gonna dibble and dab a little bit. It's kind of like that. Like you know, like if you're long distance, you gotta expect an open relationship. You have to. It's
like
no
she
way.
Said, don't ask no questions, right? Just
but
worry about
crazy.
Us.
Not a relationship. But you know, and I feel like a lot of people are very in denial about open relationships. More people are in them than that. You know, acknowledge
actually
it right
know.
Now. You know what I mean? That they actually know, or else they know and they're just in denial. Like you know what I mean? Like right. An open relationship is very fucking common in today's world. You understand?
Okay.
And some people act surprised, but they're not. It's really not a surprise at all. You understand?
So let me ask another question as far as with the chances remaining faithful, right? So what if you have the long distance relationship and it has like the direct deposit system, like you getting the D every 2 weeks, y'all see each other, you get the D.O., you get in the pumps.
That's great.
The 15th
and
the 30th.
Good. That's good.
So how long could the long-distance relationship
that
work?
It could work.
Nah. So just know I ain't going to fuck nobody on that day that you come in.
That's it.
Like direct deposit twice a month. How long could that long-distance relationship work?
You know how it feels to wait for that check, though?
I
be pissed off.
No, but if it's bombs every 2 weeks, that's not me.
Girls is different.
When I feed you every 2 weeks,
when you get paid,
when
you get paid and you got to take care of the bills, the rent is due, this is due, car note, gas, food, fucking tricking, you know what I mean? And then your pockets. You can't wait for the next check. You understand?
Yeah.
Them 2 weeks hurt, bro. Listen, the first week you might be able to take it. The second week, you're dying for Thursday to come if you work for the city, or Friday if you have a regular job. You're dying for it. I don't think it could last.
Bomb sex could hold you down for 2 weeks, bro.
I think
bomb
so.
Bomb sex. 2 weeks without having sex again?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Who's been married for a long time and understand if you got a good one, things get busy. You could be in a relationship with someone who lives with you every day. Y'all so busy, y'all running, rip around and running stuff like that. You may get it once a week. You may get it once every other week, period. But if you having to make the
at least they still
relationship
dead.
Work.
But
now,
they're there.
Once every 2 weeks and you're not even there?
What you said is different. Like, if she's in the house with you and y'all just busy and doing different stuff, now that's a different scenario because you're still able to talk to her, you're still able to release all your frustrations, still able to cuddle, watch a movie. That's different. You're still getting
intimacy.
You understand?
Need that
but
sometimes.
You ain't there. But you can't watch porno every day, bro.
Guys are gonna use excuses to cheat anyway.
Because
y'all making it seem like, come on. Like, okay, well, I'm not gonna ask you your age, Sasha. But
please don't.
I know my man Black just had a birthday on Friday. We all 30 plus. You telling me you can't wait 2 weeks in between sexual situations?
It depends,
if it's bomb every time you have it.
But is it bomb?
I'm all about emotional connections.
Regardless of why it's bomb.
For 2 weeks and then eat a steak once a week, you gonna be like, this steak is the fucking truth because you wait for it. That's the thing. So if you feel like, boom, I had a steak on Friday. Now 2 more weeks, I ain't gonna tell you. You wait for Friday.
But that's what makes the steak more special.
And you still got to throw in.
You don't have to eat steak every fucking day.
You still got the period week. You gotta include that. So now 1 week gonna be 3 weeks.
Don't stop us nothing but a sentence. You better believe it.
I dropped out of school, baby. Let's go.
So he's running on sentences all day.
That's they gonna be bloody.
So what would you? Because we kind of over-dominated the conversation. But when I said every 2 weeks, like direct deposit, you had made a comment or you made a reaction to it. So how do you feel about the every 2 weeks?
All right. I think it could happen. I'm more of an emotional like connection, right? So it's like, if I fuck with you in a cerebral way where I like, I can have
conversations. What's a cerebral?
Like, I'm just the brain. Like,
cerebral?
He's the fake blonde of the situation. So he act like he don't know what to
talk about. I don't know if I pronounce it right.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. It's all right, though. Cerebral. It's all right.
My English is not very good looking.
Okay.
Don't do that!
We ain't got no subtitles yet. We ain't afford them yet.
We ain't got the checks coming in for the subtitles.
Yeah, no, but yeah. So, like, if I could just have a conversation with you about like real shit, and then it's like a direct deposit,
where
I know that I'm
the Henny where you pass.
Oh.
With the holy water.
I thought this shit was my honey. No.
Oh, she a trooper. Yeah, she taking the honey to the head.
But yeah, so I mean, I think it could work. I mean, on the long run, no. The long run, no. You have to come to an understanding. Okay, we could only do this for this amount of
months. So 6 months, getting it twice a month.
6 months
could hold it down.
Could hold me down. Right.
Wow. If it's good.
I think it's been married for too long. Because
I don't know about that.
Being married as long is a good thing, brother.
No, but to me, and like I said, I've been married for
twice
eight
years.
There's so many components to marriage, you know what I'm saying?
But my thing is, if I was getting it bomb twice a month, I think my wife could live... I could go a year like that.
Because you die.
I love my wife too. Don't get it twisted. I love my wife. I love seeing my wife.
No. So your sex drive is in the dirt,
son. I love this.
2,000 a month, bomb? It's only bomb because you're doing it 2,000 a month.
I don't know.
Well, he's been married for a long time. Maybe he knows something that we don't know. Maybe that's our problem that people fuck all the time.
I'm going to tell you what's going on.
I don't want
to... Mom is having a lot of frustration sex. You know, that's backed up.
Listen.
You know, when you backed up...
Why did he not say that? He's assuming shit.
No, I'm just saying...
Play Mr. Psychologist. You know what I'm saying?
It's worth it, sex.
It's 2,000 a month. You lose your strength.
Yeah, that's frustration. That's frustration. So when you put it in and you frustrated because you backed up or you can't get it when you want it, it's a difference, you know? You're so happy.
You're so happy. You come fast. How's that? You see that? Get in there, shoot the club up mad fast. Sign post shit. Come on, son. You didn't blow your opportunity because you only get it twice a month. How you gonna build this rotation?
That it is.
So before we leave it, so 6 months, twice a month, you could hold it down for 6 months.
That's fine.
After 6 months,
we're gonna have to have a conversation. We have to have a conversation. Like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
Like, what are we gonna do? Are we going to be like pen pals? Are we going to be pen pals?
Yeah.
And I move on with my life? Like,
I ain't pen pals in mad long.
So y'all said it's a dub. There's no long distance.
Nah.
Like, so long distance can't happen.
I can't do it, son.
Long distance can't
happen. I need to cuddle straight up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. I didn't know that people like
that. Okay, sweet guy out here, you heard?
Yeah. All right, cool. We're going to move on to the next topic. Now, the next topic is kind of cool because, you know, it was made popular. This term has been made popular because the Migos came out with a bomb song relating to this called Bad and Bougie, right? And we feel like the term is starting to be misused. You know, some people are bougie but struggling. Some people think they bougie but they regular. Regular schmegular. So the question is, bad and bougie, what credentials must you have for you to legitimately call yourself bad and bougie?
Oh, man.
Ladies first?
No, I don't. She don't want I don't even know how to answer that question. Go ahead, y'all.
No problem.
I want you to answer that.
Let me say something because... I see you. I'm like, she's beautiful. She's well put together. She looked like she could be a model. I think a lot of people assume you're bougie all the time before you even speak. Does that happen?
Yeah. Okay. It does.
So you can answer from bad and bougie.
What?
When I seen her downstairs, she had her backpack on. She looked put together. She looked like, okay, she could be bougie. And it's a bad assumption to make.
Well, nice face.
You know what's funny? Like me and my friends, like, we'll go out, whatever. And, like... In our early 20s, like, you know, guys are like, oh, my God, like, they won't leave us alone. So there was one time we're like, you know what? We're just going to dance like fools. So we just started doing the fucking robot. They'd be like, you want to dance? I'm like, yeah, sure. And just to start doing the robot. And
dude,
they're like,
don't
what
care.
The
I still want to get the number.
No, they
I still want to get the
number. No, they would walk away. No, they were like.
Matter of fact, I'll start doing dupes dances to make you feel like we're comfortable.
No.
Fuck boss. I'll start robot.
I'll make my Millie Rock not sturdy just for you to feel like we're comfortable together.
She crazy.
Yeah, man. It's about to come.
Now, but to get back to the question. So what credentials must you have to legitimately call yourself bad and bougie?
Yeah, first of all, be bad.
Yeah.
You can't be ugly and talking about you. That's the first part of the bad and bougie.
So you're saying that people out here who kind of are hurting
you
the
can't
face,
skip, you
but
can't,
they
yeah.
assume that they're bad and bougie.
Just because you got a nice body and your face hit, you can't start off as bad. You can be bougie, but you ain't bad. You ugly.
You bougie with a struggle?
You sad and bougie.
You could be bougie. Yeah.
You
sad and bougie.
You sad and bougie.
Sad and bougie.
We got to trademark that. Sad and bougie.
Your face look like Uncle Bougie.
I'm writing a song about that.
Bitch, you sad and bougie.
Yo, that shit is gay.
What about you, fellas? Like, what do you feel? For a chick to legitimately say that she's bad and bougie, what does she have to... What
you know, I feel like the term bad and bougie, people are taking it out of context. Bad and bougie mean just that. It don't include nothing materialistic. And I think people are losing that. You know what I mean? It don't include, everyone can't be Hillary Banks. Like, it don't include anything materialistic. You understand? Bad and bougie mean you're a beautiful female just the way you are. Whether you're wearing H&M, whether you're wearing Gucci, Louis Vuitton, it doesn't matter. All that materialistic shit mean nothing. You're a bad chick, no matter what you got on, no matter what you're doing.
But I think the bougie is a state of mind, though. So some people might think they have certain things that makes them bougie.
No, you see, the bougie is this. You see this? When it comes to bougie, you got to understand. Like, a lot of people want to know. Like, you know, let's just talk real. A lot of people think they're, like, bad and bougie because they got a nice job. Because they got a crib. Because they got a nice little car. You got all that shit. Let's be, the bank own that shit. You feel me? You got to pay the bank back. You don't own it until a bank is paid off. What's really bougie about that? When you get a mortgage, that's a 30-year guy. It's a 30-year guy. You feel me? It's very hard to raise a kid for 30 years. It's a struggle, my G. You feel me? You ain't going to be peaches and cream for 30 years. Yeah. So let's be real. People don't understand that, you know, some stuff that we think make us pop in or lit. You know what I mean? Like, I drive a basic car for a fucking reason. It's a reason why Toyota Camry and Toyota Corolla is the number one cars in America. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. People want something that's quality that's going to last.
Yeah.
All that, you know, you could drive an S550 if you want. Somebody scratched that shit, just a scratch. Yeah, that's fucking $15,000.
Depreciate as soon as you drive off the little.
The car depreciate. I tell you what, don't. A Rolex. You feel me? I go sell this shit right now, I'm gonna get the same amount of money. You understand? Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a different. The price of gold is going up. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's definitely a different. People are taking simple shit like a job. You could lose your job. Exactly. A mortgage. The bank could come at any given time that you miss. I believe it's six payments. You missed six payments back to back, or maybe three. This is good. The bank coming to holler.
Facts. Yo, son, let me
get that.
Baby.
Let me get that. And the bank don't give you warnings. The bank don't give you warnings. See, AT&T will warn you. Hey, you have a past due balance of $90.34. Please make a payment before service is interrupted. Yeah. The bank don't do that. On the first of the month, it better be in your account.
Yeah.
Let that shit not be there. Let that shit happen. I got one, so I know. Let that shit not be there. You understand?
Nervous calls and all this crazy.
You don't get none of that. The bank don't do none of that. The bank come to holler. So when people think they bad and bougie because they car, because they little crib that the bank own, pipe down, shorty. Relax. You understand? And this is where a lot of people get shit fucked up.
Okay.
I literally thought bad and bougie was somebody that's doing bad and they still bougie. Like somebody that's fucking still living with their moms. They share their room with the little sister and little brother. And like, they fucking got Chanel bags and shit like that. That's what I thought was bad and bougie. Somebody that don't have it all together. You go to how many girls have you seen? You'd see them in the club.
A lot.
Like, yo, they look so good. They look bad and they bougie. But when you go to their crib,
sleeping on the air mattress.
They sleeping on the air mattress. Now that's bad and bougie. That's bad and bougie to me. That's like legit
that's
bad.
Doing bad.
That's doing bad. And bad. You acting
like
bougie.
Bougie is a mindset, though. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. It's feeling like you better than the norm. And it's not even feeling like you better than the norm, but you got to live that like 24/7, 365.
Facts.
You can act like you better than something, but then we catch you doing this. Like you can say I never would eat like top ramen, and then you eating top ramen the next
day. Like, just God black likes to diss people because they go to BBQs. BBQs is okay.
I don't give a fuck what you say. I go to BBQs.
Me too.
Listen.
I eat the mutant wings.
Listen. One thing, I don't eat the wings.
Amazon wings.
I like
wings are all right to me.
Listen, I like the joke, but with life, see me, I'm very humble. But at sometimes you gotta graduate.
I had to go, I didn't believe it. But I said, So the show can keep going. I didn't believe that though. But I said,
I be chilling. I be chilling. But at sometimes you gotta graduate. You understand? But at the same time, at no time do you belittle your own people. You understand? I'm from the projects, so I'm proud of that. You understand? I know a lot of motherfuckers that went from my project, particularly my project, 2940 West 31st Street, to the NBA.
Yeah.
Or to fucking work for fucking Bad Boy or Rockefeller right now. Like this Coney Island motherfuckers right now that's doing all that. So the projects is not a bad thing. You gotta always be humble and know where the fuck you came from. And a lot of people take that shit out of context. Hold on. Because a lot of people, you end up getting a fucking city job, now you're working for the MTA, you think you super lit. You don't fucking need nobody. Yeah. Sit down.
There's one thing though, and this is almost a sidebar, but it's not really a sidebar because it ties into the bullshit thing. What I don't get, and it's probably, I don't know if it's going to ruffle your feathers or not. I feel like...
Oh, you must be talking about some Mexican.
No. She's Dominican. Don't do that.
They all the same.
He's the Donald Trump of the group, too. Like I told you, because he's just a plain American. He don't have no culture. He gets upset. But the statement I want to make is, I feel like women, you know, they work, they own a home, they have a car and stuff like that, and they're acting like that's not what the hell you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. They get bougie. You doing regular shit. You have a nice car. Mm-hmm. You have a home. Mm-hmm. You have a good job. That's what the hell you're supposed to do. Well,
you're 40.
I understand why that makes you bougie.
You're 40.
No, I'm not doing the ages.
I'm just saying, period. I'm just saying, period. Because at the end of the day is this. Like, at the end of the day, all those are great things. I don't want to belittle those. Those are great things to accomplish.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to be doing. But at the end of the day, you should never feel like you're above. And say me, motherfucker, I be in a barbershop with the motherfuckers. You feel me? I be on a block with the motherfuckers. I roll dice with the motherfuckers. Like, you understand? I'm with it because that's where I'm from. I'm chilling. I'm in the hood every day. You understand? Because that's where I'm from. It's too much black people acting like they're too good for black people. And then still screaming out Black Lives Matter. How? You the same one looking down at us. You understand? When a motherfucker that fucking Bill Gates is wearing Converses. You know what I mean? He's wearing Aces. He's wearing fucking New Balance. And everybody praising that. Oh, a rich man don't... But let a black dude drive a motherfucking Hyundai like I do. And it's like, oh, you drive a basic car.
You bum ass nigga.
Yeah, you a bum ass nigga. So when Bill Gates do it, y'all praising him. Oh, white people don't...
LeBron got a kill. They
don't like to show their money.
He said,
when I do it, it's all fucked up.
What I just don't get is like, if you have to wake up early, go to work, make sure that you do your 40 to 80 hours every 2 weeks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. How can you look down on other people who's doing the same thing?
I don't understand that.
All right, you in a different chat.
I don't understand that. And you running that shit, you a boss. Right. And you,
exactly.
You paying people. Right.
I don't understand.
You just like everybody
If someone could get an attitude and decide to let you go one day, you can't be bougie because you're in a rat race like everybody
like
else.
Like everyone else. And that's why I be cool because I work for the city. They can fire me at any time. They could, I ain't going to say my real name, but yo, you out of here. That's it. You understand?
Yeah.
But a lot of time people take that to look down on everybody. This is why sometimes it be us, crippling us. You understand? You got to be cool, daddy. You got to be good. Serious. You got to be cool, daddy. Like, this shit is crazy, man. But a lot of times, this is the last point I'm going to make. When it come to bad and bougie, I think the mindset is usually to actually distract you from all other stuff. Whether they're not bad and bougie in the gym, you're not bad and bougie as far as smart, you're not bad and bougie as far as putting together sentences, but you want to be bad and bougie because you got a job and a car. Mm-hmm. Like, that don't make you bad and bougie because you got a crib. The bank owned that. That don't make you bad and bougie. So we have to humble ourselves and understand if you want to be bossed up, you want to stand up and be like, yo, I'm that motherfucker. Open up a business. You understand? Yeah. And hire your own people. And that's what I'm trying to say is like, when I do my shit, when I do my fucking parties or whatever I do, it's my own people. My fucking birthday party, those are my mans. DJing my mans, doing security. That's my man, because that's a black-owned club. You understand? So people don't, a lot of people want to hate, but understand what the fuck happened. I recycled the black dollar. That's all I did.
Yo, that's my key. That's my dream, to keep the money in the community.
That's all I did. A black man owned Milk River. It was black security guards, black bartenders. Holla at me. It's a great party. Brown holy water. Green.
Nigga, you had a good time just like the rest of us. You got bottles like the rest of us.
I'm going to hit to his face, though. That shit was aight, man. Fuck, man. So, I only got drunk and had a good time, but fuck it.
I feel like bad and bougie is taken out of context. Yeah. Just like savage, like, oh, I'm a savage. Are you a savage or are you a sad bitch?
Ooh,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
ooh, I like that.
One
bars.
Of those, I'm trying to say
bars. It. D-Ray, drop the beat. I probably know what that means.
But, I mean, like, exactly, like, just kind of feeding off of what he said. It's like, people that are, like you said, it's a mentality, bad and bougie. But the people that have that bad and bougie mentality are people that don't have deaf to them, that they can't appreciate the little things of, like, you know, your own community and your own culture and your own stuff. They're just trying to, like, put this facade and live in this place where it's not even real. When these people are probably the people that are on Instagram flashing shit that they don't even own. Mm-hmm. That's probably what I would say is bad and bougie.
So,
someone that's humble, they'll never be bad and bougie.
We kind of touched the second part of the question is, can you be doing bad and still be bougie? Because we kind of talked about it, how people front. I want to ask a different element of the bad and bougie topic. I feel like this, and this is no shots fired, but I just feel like some people have insecurities, so they try to put out this facade that they're so bougie and they're creme de la creme, but they know they look in the mirror and they don't see this bad or they this extravagant. But they feel like, yo, I'm gonna act that way to try to draw that attention from the universe. You know what I'm saying? So it's weird to see so many people saying bad and bougie, and there's level to the bouginess and stuff like that. So I just don't understand why. In our community, do we feel like we need to be bougie? Like, who are we trying to impress? Who is this person that's going to make us feel so good because, this person think they're bougie? Like,
I don't think it's
especially impressed. If you're still in the hood too.
It's people that are not happy.
And everybody is in the hood. Everybody's unless you live outside of New York City, you're in the hood. But I don't think it's an impress factor. I think it's more of, like I said, like, I just came from the fucking Gucci store. Just came from doing some shit, right?
That's the humble dude, right? Remember he just said that? Yeah, I'm humble.
But I'm trying to use that to make an example, right? It's, you know.
Mama made it! Mama made it!
That's about me.
I never stopped in the Gucci store. Let me tell you.
My mama. But it's like this. When you 90% of the customers that walk into Gucci is there to make a purchase, right? So Gucci is never packed. It's never packed. When you walk in there, it's 6, 7, 8 customers maximum. You know what I mean? For the small stores. For the big stores, it's kind of more.
The average
shell
is like $3,000, so they don't even need to be packed. You know what I'm saying?
The smallest thing you can buy there is $500. So just know, everyone going in there is going in there to purchase. There's no window shopping there.
Yeah.
So I say that to say this. When someone is bigging up themselves, like this big phenomenon. Oh, I'm so bad. I'm so bougie. I'm so this. I'm pretty. I'm bad. I got good pussy. I got good head. I got good whatever, whoever, male or female. Mm-hmm. You understand? It looks a little crazy when you're still in stock. You understand?
I'm just saying.
Jordan sell out. Jordan sell out, my G.
I was single for a long time.
You know what I mean?
Jordan's
is fire. Jordan,
though.
No, listen. I was single for a long time, looking for the right person. But at the end of the day, the people that was coming at me was of quality. You know what I'm saying? Was of quality. And I think people like to, you know, sometimes chicks post stupid shit like, "Oh my God, stay out of my inbox." It'll be bum dudes. You understand?
Yeah.
Post the quality dudes trying to holler at you. The dudes making the same amount of money, the dudes that's driving the same car, the dudes that got their own place, post those dudes trying to holler at you. Those don't exist. So it's nothing to have a $20,000 dude trying to holler at you. Post a $100,000 dude trying to holler at you. That's going to change. It's going to change the temperature. You understand? So people like to brag about the fucking minimum wage dude.
Yeah.
Post a dude that's on salary trying to bag you, trying to holler at you. It changes. It definitely changes, you know what I mean?
So how do you feel about that? Like, why do people put up the bougie facade, especially people in our community?
They're not happy with themselves. They can't live with themselves.
Say it again.
They're not happy with themselves.
Say
it again. They can't live with themselves. They can't even look at themselves in the mirror. That's why you see people that are minorities, even for like even Dominicans or like Spanish, you know, people that come from the hood or whatever, they want to get out of there, right? But they don't want to identify that that's where they came from.
Yeah. I understand the fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah.
Because we all got that hustle. If you want to be a millionaire, you got to think like a millionaire. Sometimes you got to make boss moves to try to get there. But my thing is, why put the nose down on people?
Because you're not happy with who you are.
You can't really put your nose down on people that actually, if they really know you, that's like, if you was getting bullied all your life, but you're online, you fake tough guy. Like, you can't never say nothing crazy to me. Like, you got to stay in your lane or stay who you are, because I could expose you. Like, if you can be exposed to a real person that you are, don't dare try to front on that person that really know you. You can't do that. Yeah. So you could have this bougie mentality and feel that you're above everybody and stuff, but don't try to front on me if you didn't ask me for $20 just to get your phone turned back on or some shit like that. Yeah. You can't do that. Or you couldn't, like, just afford to get in the club or some shit, so you needed me to come get you to get in. Like, stupid shit like that. Like, there's nothing wrong with being, I don't think there's nothing wrong with being bougie. As you grow in life, you should be evolved. You should evolve above certain things you did in your young, like, yo, I can't be around that. That's shit, not my crowd. That's dope. Cool. But you can't say, like, that's not my crowd and then have a same type of crowd around you on another day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That doesn't make no sense. It doesn't. If you're going to be away from it, be all the way away from it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And not just fucking, like, black people.
That's
just
fair weather bougie. You know what I'm saying? You bougie when you feel like being bougie.
Nah, yeah, no, but that's being able to jump both sides. But if you're going to act like you all the way above it, just be all the way above it. Don't dip and dab. Because now you contradict yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can't. Class, like Jay-Z said, you can pay for school, but you can't buy class. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's a funny thing. Like, you brought up a good point, too, about the fake tough guy.
Fuck with Jay. That's
the
real
fake tough guy.
You
can't pay
for school,
you
but
weren't
you can't.
A tough guy
that's
at the beginning.
Fuck Jay-Z.
Like, a lot, like, that's why a lot of soft dudes become CEOs and cops. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yo, man.
Listen. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Keep it a buck. Keep it a buck.
That's
the power.
You know what I'm saying? Keep it a buck.
To
save it, though, that's anybody who feel like they got a power over somebody. Sometimes niggas get power hungry and...
Yeah, people can't handle power.
It could be your regular boss at Starbucks. Like, nigga, make that fucking espresso over.
Yeah,
Because now he could tell somebody what to do, and he never could do that in his life.
Let me tell you, I work at...
You be who you are.
But that's somebody who's not happy with themselves.
If you chill and you regular...
Don't say where you work.
You're going to be chilling regular.
Of course I wouldn't do that. I work in corporate America. I work for one of the biggest companies in the world. And people, because there's certain titles and stuff like that, they will talk to you a certain level of crazy. Like, they can't say hi to you because they have this title in their name and stuff like that. And I always laugh at it because, you know, I have siblings who are high titles, but they're humble people. So I don't get why people have little titles. But I always do this. You can talk a level of crazy till you get to the point where I feel like, okay, now forget about the titles. I'm a man and you a man. And then what's tough about being a black man is as soon as you told them that you had enough, then they kind of make it seem like you're being aggressive.
Right, right.
Just when what's your problem?
Yeah,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They'll talk all kind of crazy to you until you're like, all right, now we're not employees anymore. Now we're two men. And then all of a sudden you're too aggressive.
But you know why that is? To me, it's like, when it comes from a male and a female, it's kind of different. You know what I mean? When it comes from a male, it's more of like boasting, chest out. You feel me? A dude might brag to you, yo, I'm over here. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm doing that. And when you're not impressed, when you're not intimidated, he's thrown off. You know what I mean? He's like, what the fuck? Why he not impressed? Why he not intimidated? Why he not? You know what I mean? Like, some dudes come home, I was just in Rikers for 3 years. So, my G and my dude, I will
you
punch you in
caught.
The face. Yeah,
you got caught
doing all your crimes, my dude. Yeah. Calm down. Like, you understand? It's not all his posts about, when I was on an island on
hell of damn.
Yeah, hell of damn. You know what I mean? Hold on. So it's like, when it comes from females, you got to understand, like, all us dudes, all men walk on this earth. We would be nothing at all without a woman at the end of the day, right?
Mm-hmm. Unless you're gay.
Yeah. So, and still, you still got to be born from a woman to be gay. You understand? Know
so they got mad respect for women,
right,
though.
Right. So at the end of the day, you got to understand, when it comes to women, their most precious, priceless thing ever is themselves, is their body. Don't matter what you got on, take off all your Gucci, Louis, whatever. You yourself, pure. Big, small, tall, short, don't matter. You understand? You yourself, pure, is the most priceless thing out there. You understand? Mm-hmm. When you offer yourself to somebody and somebody turn the other cheek, it's just, it's crazy. You offered the most, you can't go find this. You understand? This ain't in the ocean. You can't go fish this. This is just me. This is this. You understand? Mm-hmm. Somebody turn that down. So then they become the belittle you and I'm here and you're there type of shit. You understand? Because you turned down the only one thing that they could offer you that you can't purchase.
Yeah.
And you still said, nah, I'm good.
But before I leave that,
that was good.
Leave this topic, I just feel like a lot of people are bitter and bougie and not necessarily bad and bougie.
I like that.
But let's move on. So I like that. We're going to the wild card segment of the show, right? And the wild card segment is this: when I ask a question, I didn't let nobody know. I could be chilling, something crazy getting into my head, and then what's the name? I ask a question on the show. This week, wild card question is: I was chilling in the movies yesterday, and then there was a contest for like, if you win the contest, you get to spend the weekend at a castle. And I thought to myself, like, man. On my sexual bucket list, if I could get some pussy in a castle, I would feel like, damn, I lived a good life. You know what I'm saying? Because people could join the Maha Club. You know what I'm saying? You could sneak. You could be on a commercial flight, sneak in the bathroom, act like you sick, and have somebody come in there with you, and you join the Maha Club. But a castle is a motherfucking castle, right?
Right.
So the wild card question is, what's on your sexual bucket list?
Mm.
Oof. That's a good question.
Damn. That's a really good question.
Ladies first. Ladies
wow.
first.
Ooh.
Ladies first.
Ladies I was having fun. Oh, God. See me dancing that shit.
All right. What about sex in a hot air balloon?
That'd be scary as hell.
It would be scary.
One bad stroke.
Because
die.
I could die.
You could die
I could
twice.
Die, but I could die. But the thing is, if I don't, I live through it.
You feel
me? I live through it. I live through it.
No, but how you gonna put your head over this shit? Like,
I don't know, but we're gonna make it happen.
You get back shots.
We make it.
And your head is going over the thing.
Knock the flame out of it.
We make it. I'll be.
Knock the flame out. You die.
I'll be wifey forever.
Hell yeah.
You make it.
That was a good answer. I thought you was gonna try to avoid the question, but that was a good answer on a hot air balloon.
Voila, voila, voila.
Hot air balloon.
That's different.
All the way, like, just...
I don't even know if I fit the weight capacities of a
Yo, just think about
Toya,
it. Like you,
Toya
you
said, but did you die?
But did you die? I
yo,
love
my nigga, think about it. It's like, yo, even if I died, it was an epic death. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
I was fucking up from the back. She flew.
She put back shots.
She wanted to die. You know what I'm saying?
It's 2017. They got a video of that shit.
10,000 feet in air. Back shots. What's the cause of death?
I'll always be remembered.
Yo.
I will never. I will be a legend. Like I will
that's
be a legend.
A Tupac. I'm a
that's it. That's
rider.
It.
That's how Hillary Banks' husband died. Try to propose.
Will you marry? Wow, you can't. Oh, that's fresh. That's true.
Hillary Banks.
That bougie dude died that way. That bougie dude.
Wait. This is a real thing. Real life.
No. This show.
A TV show.
She's younger than us.
You got cable. She got no cable, y'all. She got no cable. We're going to start a GoFundMe. We're going to get her cable.
You got cable. You're not even Fire Stick. We're not even cable.
Fire Stick.
Cable's a commitment. I ain't committing to you. I get you the Fire Stick. You get Wi-Fi.
Give me that Fire Stick because I need that.
I'm not committing to you.
So what about you fellas? What is on your sexual bucket list?
I gotta think. I don't know.
Yeah,
I was not prepared for that question. And you guys,
none of us are prepared. We
no,
don't know
but
what
you
the
guys,
fuck mom doing.
Come on, you guys
I
have
got
to have
a sick
answer.
Mind, right? Yeah. I be saying like,
I see that now. I thought you were a nice guy,
like,
but now
yo,
I see.
Yo,
I gotta watch out with you.
Sex in the castle is crazy. So you know, that's what I'm saying. Sexual sex bucket list. And you guys are scumbags. So you guys have done
come
a
on.
Lot of different things.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm calling you out. That's what I'm trying to say.
In a cave somewhere next to
a
bear.
What's on y'all bucket list?
I was expecting some crazy shit, though. Like, you guys been like, nah, I feel like have sex with a girl right next to a hibernating bear or something in the cave. Like, you know, some
boy,
shit crazy shit.
What if I have sex next to a bear? He deserves to die. You the kid.
But what he's hibernating? He's hibernating.
Shout out my friend, right? But my friend had sex with a girl who couldn't find a babysitter, so the baby was laying on the bed
that's
while he's typing.
Right, no.
And then the baby touched his leg. I said, so you had a threesome. That was weird.
No.
I ain't gonna
shout
out to that story.
That's regular single parent
though,
shit, though, son.
I was
that's
not here.
Listen, yeah, listen, single parents
that's
can't find babysitters,
that's your
bro.
Baby father. Not some dude you just smashing.
Son, listen.
Son,
single parents
time,
can't find babysitters, dog. Ain't nobody watching the kids.
Sleeping in the bassinet. You like this shit.
They're not proud of you.
No, but in the same bed with you.
Sometimes
and the kid roll
go.
Over and touch your leg? That's weird.
Son, sometimes you're in a crib. You know they're not getting a new crib. So you gotta work your way up. You gotta all be in the same house or the same bedroom and
Word.
Shit.
No, but y'all can't avoid this question.
It's crazy.
The people want
no, you
answers.
Can't.
I'm gonna say, because I want to go to Egypt one day. So if I go to Egypt in the pyramid and I can get some pussy in the pyramid.
That's dope.
I fuck right on top of King Tut. Nut on that.
Dope.
Wipe my dick not with his
the esophagus. What is it called? Not esophagus, King the Tut. Shit.
Esophagus is this.
I know. What is it? You know what I'm trying to say?
No, I don't.
Fucking Haitians and Noble Cavaliers.
No, Kanye West. Kanye West said it in the Monster Run.
What he said?
He said, I bruised your esophagus.
Go ahead. Spit the freestyle.
It's a certain term for the embalmed body. Never mind.
All right, go ahead.
Too much explanation makes it whack.
Live your life.
I'll be on the pyramids, though. Go ahead. Catch me in the pyramid.
On top of the pyramid? That's cool. Yeah.
Now you got to follow up.
You can't use the Eiffel Tower.
You got to be different.
Yeah, this shit crazy. Let me be different. I want to have sex in a fucking dollar cab going down Utica Avenue.
That's
you know,
some
shit's,
poor
that
Brooklyn
say,
dude
Utica,
shit.
Utica.
$2
$2 It's cheap. It's better than a hotel.
Listen, there's going dudes who done that already, B.
It's going down Utica anyway.
And they act like the shorty's bouncing on him because the dollar van bouncing. But
no,
it's
and I want to catch what? A dollar cab from King's Plaza. I want to catch it from King's Plaza, have him bust that little turn right up Utica, and blaze. You feel me? That's it. That's what I want to do.
They be cab drivers that be with it.
Are you gonna? Is that your answer? Are you going to live with that being your sexual bucket list? Let me get back to the question. Maybe you forgot. You could do the dollar van shit any day in your life.
You have to tomorrow.
You know what I'm saying? You could do that shit when you get out of here. You could go pop by King Plaza and cash a dollar van. I'm saying your bucket list, bro. Like, you feel like if you could do this before you die, your life was complete.
Yeah, I don't really have a bucket list, to be honest. I don't really have a sexual bucket list. I have done enough.
I'm gonna give another answer. It's a 50 state sexual tour. Have sex in all 50 states.
Follow me everywhere.
That's crazy.
We said what?
A 50 state sexual tour. Have sex in all 50 states.
That's easy.
But that's nice though.
But
should
I seen that? That I liked, I seen like some like porno shit where the motherfucker was fucking a shorty on like a, it wasn't like a swing, it was like a net. She was on, it was a swing, but she was on like a net, like mm-hmm. laying down. He was just banging her on that shit. It was two trees holding that shit up. He was just doing mad moves and shit. Yeah. And I just want to do all the moves and shit.
But like
he
you
was
could doing do that this. At a resort. You could do that at a resort.
Nah, not on a, he was outside, my G. He was
you
outside.
You could do that at a resort.
On the
when
sand.
You, when you own private, when you rent private villas, it's not even
you
that crazy
rent
amount of money.
You private villa. You just fuck. When you away on vacation, nobody know you.
Yeah, nobody know you.
I
can
had
go
some
off.
Of my best sex but on vacation.
Got iPhones. They got iPhones though.
I want to go viral. Show these moves.
They got iPhones. I want to get going out there
okay,
like that.
Okay, all right, so we're going to move on. But before we move on, Sasha Mercy was shocked that La never had a threesome. So we want to talk about when you had a threesome.
Well, I never had one.
You can't react to him like that. Every guy always has a threesome story.
That's what
A lot of guys have ran trains. It's a difference between running a train and a threesome.
I don't know.
I feel like I have, like,
how many?
I have six brothers. So it's like I always, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so for me.
You Dominican. That pussy be popping all in DR.
Are they
all
tough?
Crazy, man.
No, man.
You
said
like, you got six pussy brothers or six tough brothers?
I got six tough brothers. And I hear them talk.
You
and
send
I'm like,
$2 US to the DR.
The motherfucker. So let me ask you a question. If a motherfucker slap you, he got some problems.
What? Like?
If a motherfucker slap you, he got some problems.
Too many people to shoot. You can't have a revolver.
My brothers is really like overprotective. Like, all right, this is how overprotective my brothers
is. How many brothers got booking case?
Yo.
Same
criminals.
They all criminals.
When I was like, I couldn't even have a boyfriend until I was 18. And even when I was 18, they were looking at that dude like, yo. You fucked up my sister, like, you know. But there was one time I remember I was like maybe 14, 15 years old. Like, I always had, I was always like a girl's girl, so I was always with my girlfriends, and like I'll sleep over my girl's house and stuff like that. So one time my cousin, he just came out of jail. He was like, "Where you was at?" I was like, "In Karen's house." He was like, "Karen's house? Well, why? Cool, cool." So I said, you ain't talking to nobody, right? I was like, nah. He was like, because if you talk to somebody, you know they got to talk to me first. I'm like, yeah, 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 bro. And he's like, all right. He's like, you know, if they want to take you on a date, they got to take me on a date first. I'm like, no. I'm like, no.
He was like,
and he was like, and if he want to fuck you, he's going to have to fuck. I was like, ain't nobody going to want to do that. He was like, exactly. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Exactly. Like, ain't nobody going to talk to you.
But so you know what? Real love, he probably would have fucked your brother to fuck you.
That's that Biggie. Nah, you look so good.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to do this.
Dudes would be scared. Like, dudes would be scared on the block. They'd be like, yo, I heard. Me, they were like, yo, I heard such and such was your brother. They used to be like,
cause that she looked good. I would run through you to get your sister.
You know what I'm saying? When I met you, my first impression was a trigger. You look so good.
Nah.
I do something to your daddy joint. Yeah. You know what I mean? Pause.
That's a Biggie set.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's a Biggie set.
Nah, there was one kid that he was like, he really liked me. And like,
you tried to fuck your brother?
No, he really liked me, but I never told him.
Did he give him a handy?
No. He never knew who my brother was or my cousins or whatever. They didn't know. Until one day he was like, yo, such and such is your cousin? I was like, yeah. He was like, all right, it was nice talking to you. I was like, fuck. Like,
she wanted that?
Huh? Yeah. Nah, I mean, he was a nice guy, but whatever. Like, they were just cock blockers, so that's why.
I feel you. Sasha, brother, stop cock blocking her, man.
Now they're just like.
You just do hoe out now, so.
Damn, no. Why does everybody think?
Everybody say you hoe out? Because it's just crazy.
No, it's not that. It's not. If guys are just like, oh, I bet you got like mad dudes. It's like, no. Like, I'm just.
Pretty girls never have mad dudes. Like,
yeah, because guys be intimidated.
Not
like
saying
me.
You're pretty, though. But just saying, pretty girls.
She's pretty.
Just for the record. Stop, no, I'm just saying, for the record. Like,
yeah, it's intimidating. It's intimidating. Huh? Sometimes
it's intimidating.
Only
you get intimidated.
I just feel like if you smile at me, you give me any inclination that you're going to listen to the rap that I got for you, I'm going to spit my shot. If you gave me that bitch look from What the Rip, I ain't going to bother you. I ain't going to waste your time. You ain't going to waste my time. You just gonna keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? But
no.
We're gonna move on, right? So the next topic is called break inside babies, right? So a lot of times, you know, things happen where relationships don't work out. Y'all want a break. And I feel like men have different levels of breaks than women do. Like, a woman will be on a break with a guy and she know they still gonna get back together and stuff like that. A guy, I'm like, oh, we on a break? A guy gonna smash everything that he was But keep it 100.
When a dude's
on a break,
shit.
Listen,
yes.
Can I finish asking a question? Then I can finish. So, well, when a break happened, a dude gonna try to knock down everything he can. A woman might be a little more selective during the break because she always, not always, but she probably has more. Day. I don't care. She probably
I'm
has
so glad
more.
That he's saying this.
More conviction to get back together.
There's like two women here.
I have to give the background to the question. So the question we're talking about is break inside babies. If you and your partner were on a break, and when you got back together, you find out she's pregnant or he's having a baby. Would you be upset, and could still work it out? Like Gabrielle Union, you know, D-Wade had a baby
good
on
example.
The side. Ludacris had a baby on the side.
Another good example.
Negative.
They got bread, though, so the women are always going to come
facts!
Back. Facts! You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of average.
When you got money, it's different.
Or food stamps who have side babies. You know what I'm saying?
My shorty gone. Baby, it's going to
I wouldn't do it. No, I wouldn't do it.
But you loved him. Y'all was on that cerebral,
listen,
whatever
was
level you was
he
talking
didn't
about.
Cheat on you. He had a couple of one night stands, and this chick just kept the baby.
No.
He said a couple.
Why was he fucking her raw?
Hennessy.
No, get the hell
brown
out of
holy water.
No.
Because they make it to the system. No, tell me what you want. You want to
Nah, I'm good. He's gonna have to go and do that over there.
Tell you call a whole lot?
No.
You got you. Listen,
you
that's
ain't
what's
no loyal
y'all.
Chick.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you what's wrong with y'all.
Let's flip that question. Would you?
Yes.
If she got pregnant,
no way. If she got pregnant, I would be there to support her and guide her.
Yeah, like a real man.
Oh my God, I wish that would happen. I want to see that.
Listen, the baby gonna need a good father because she probably went out there and fucked Pookie. You know what I'm saying? He ain't
That's
shit.
Not true.
But she just was out there having a good time. But I'm a good male role model. So I just,
you believe that in
listen,
your heart?
I just want to take care of the kids.
That. He need love.
No,
he
got
to out Cool J bullshit. I need love.
He's a liar.
I just want to be there to bring
no,
the kids. Because I don't want to leave no kid fatherless.
Oh,
so
man.
I don't be there
this
to
is
help.
The United
so
Negro
come back to me,
bullshit commercial.
And she come back to me 3-4 months pregnant, I'm going to love her. Because I loved you before.
Facts.
We took a little break. And
facts.
That's what I want to
change.
With. I'm going to raise that little fucking mm-hmm. bastard baby.
Yeah, that big head motherfucker. That
big
head motherfucker.
These are the same two people that said
cool
no to long distance.
Short.
Exactly.
No, but they don't raise another person's baby.
Because I make it look good.
Three gold stars. Three gold stars for you, Sasha. Because you call it on it. Bullshit.
I call the BS.
That's bullshit.
For $300, I call BS.
Exactly.
No, because it's a break. I can't be mad at you. We took a break. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. You shouldn't have been fucking raw, but if you did, it's all right, baby. I'm still here for you. I'm
gonna
take care of you. I'm
gonna give you a caveat. I'm gonna give you a caveat when I can, what's the name? I can hold it down, right? I can give you a caveat. Let me tell you how extreme, I'm gonna be honest with you, how extreme it has to be. You have to be Rihanna, have Rihanna bread, and the dude who got you pregnant
had to
is
be Drake.
Dead.
Oh.
No, he's dead.
You could kill him.
So
man.
I can front like
you
it's my baby. Yeah, he
gun.
Got good hair. I don't got good. I hate good hair. I don't know why I use that term. I will front like that's my baby if it's advantageous. But no, regular chick off the block? Nah, go raise son on
Marv your Marv using SAT words, son. You heard him?
Marv, you can't act like, you can't be tough on this topic when you came in with the mangina.
You gave
like
a
me.
Bullshit 2-minute mangina.
No that was bullshit.
Get out of Marv. Get out of Marv.
$500.
Get out of Marv.
Come in. Let your man go to jail. I'm going to take care
of
that.
You look like
you'll be right thing.
He got
I'm
got life,
man.
Though. He can't he
you
can't
look
have
like
no
he'll
bullshit
be
charge.
The baby.
He can't have no bullshit charge where I'm going to have to fight him next time.
Got to be real charge.
He
got to
be real charge.
I'm going to kick over your foot.
He got to have a football number.
He looks like he's... You know what he looks like? He looks like he'll remind that baby all the time. You know you ain't mine, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know you ain't mine, right?
You ain't shit like your damn father. You ain't shit like your no
yo,
good
baby,
father.
I ain't your father, but you here.
Daddy, but I'm the
womb. I'm the womb.
Some champion sneakers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you be getting that nigga tennis sneakers. Your real kids got Jordan.
If you put Converse on them, you don't care about that little baby.
I'm going to give him butter bagels, too.
Butter bagels, ramen noodles.
He don't know that baby. He don't know that baby.
Elises, get him Elises.
He's gonna look at the baby and he's gonna be like, "Just know, I will never love you as much as my real children."
I would never say that to a kid because kids are innocent in the whole.
Kids are innocent.
So you'll wait till they're 13.
Yes.
Lobby the type that come late to his games just to sit. You ain't shit. That's why I showed up late to your game.
I'm not your real dad.
Nah, I wouldn't do that to no kid.
Nah,
I'm a very nice guy. All
right, what about you,
Go Black?
You don't want to call me a Mexican.
You and wifey are on a break. And she get knocked up. Can you take her back?
I can't.
That's why not?
I'm
not a real
honest.
Man.
I can't.
You're not a real man.
I guess so, my
Except
nigga.
Except her flaws.
I guess so, my
Under
G.
no circumstances. Yeah. Like
Under
me,
no
I told you, it got to be
can't.
Rihanna. The dude got to be dead.
It don't matter who it is, dog. She get pregnant by Jay-Z, dog. It don't. Well, you know, Jay-Z got a couple albums. You know, she
got a couple
of
dollars.
Hey, you tell her, boy.
Because you know Jay going to be paying your mortgage.
Rock that shit.
I'm fucking
with y'all, I'm joking. But, wow. Like, I can't, my G. You feel me? To be honest, my G, I can't. Because
negative.
I'm a man, my G. You know, at the end of the day.
If you're a man, you're going to accept.
What's yours is yours, you know? What's yours is yours. And I feel like even during breaks, you shouldn't be wilding.
Yeah.
If you are wilding, you should be wilding with protection.
That's a
exactly.
fact.
If you're wilding, unprotected, you never gave a fuck about me anyway. You fucking meant to hurt me.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. meant to hurt me because ain't no nigga taking, ain't no dude taking that, man.
Yeah.
Ain't no dude taking you pregnant by another dude, son. Like, I ain't gonna lie, son. Back in the day, son, another chick hit me with some pregnant by another dude shit. And that shit hurt me, son. I ain't gonna hold you.
What was that
good
DMX
old stairs.
Ride?
You let it out.
I love my
good
baby
old
mama.
Stairs.
I never
nah,
let
I'm
her
telling
go.
You right now. I'm telling you right now, that shit hurt me.
Yeah.
You feel me? She hit me with that. Yo, I'm pregnant. I don't know who it is. It might be you. It might be son. And I'm like, what? Like,
she can take
what
a good old trip down the stairs.
Like, nah, you already right, know what time it is.
That's called the plan K. That's called the plan K when you kick a chick down the stairs, plan K.
Nah, you already know what time it is. So we ain't even play that game. Nah, you feel me? I'm like, shorty, we ain't even play this game, you heard? Yeah. You got to do what you got to do, you heard? And that's what she did.
So you advocating abortions?
I'm not advocating abortion.
Yeah, that's another topic. What I'm saying is this.
If you're not 100% sure, you should have one.
So you're done with the plan K and K?
No, I'm just saying, if you're not 100% sure, you should have one. Yeah. If you're sure, don't get an abortion. You're the father, that's it. That's it. Done. Mm-hmm. If you're skeptical, you should have one. You don't know. You don't know. It should never be a woman that's grown and an adult that don't know who's the father.
Yo, shout out to all the ladies who's planning babies on dudes that's not really their kid, man. Y'all effed up. That's just a sad
That's horrible. Bar.
So, the second part.
And that shit hurts, son. That shit make you cry. So, I'm a gangster, my G.
Oh, yeah, but
it do hurt.
That shit make you.
Why your voice cracking, my nigga?
He about to cry.
The Henny starting to hit him. This is the point of the show. When the Henny starts hitting him.
No, right? I was like, am I on the right zone?
They make it look good. Say, why you want to be here?
Hey, all right. So, the second part of the question is, if you already have a baby with your partner, would you let the side or break baby have a relationship with your kid? Because the kid had no choice, right? The kid is not, it's not the kid's fault. All right. So can Thomas have a relationship with Ray Ray?
Y'all want
you know
me to
what
be
saying?
Honest? Y'all want me to be honest? 100%.
You better be honest.
All right. I am an affair baby.
You an affair baby?
Yeah.
Your daddy was fucking outside the relationship?
I'm an affair baby.
So you just met your brothers like 2 weeks. How
no,
you hating on you?
No, I'm an affair baby. I'm an affair. I'm an affair baby. Like, so my mom was in a relationship. My dad was in a relationship, and they had an affair, and I was born.
Wow.
So
that's how do you feel?
You call what we call a beautiful mistake.
Oh, thanks.
We
don't
say fucking beautiful.
So
this is a fucked up mistake because she's supposed to be here.
Hold on.
Oh, this motherfucker.
How do you feel about that?
How I feel about that?
How you feel you was born in lust and not love?
Well, was it lust or was... I don't know.
We don't know.
What?
How do you feel?
How I feel about that? I feel like we could, I could talk about how I feel on Dr. Phil. But here, like...
Oh, you want to be famous? Catch me outside type
Catch
shit.
Me outside. No, yeah. But I was an affair baby. So, okay. Like, the only thing that I would have to say about that is that it is hard because you don't know where you fit, you know, especially, like... You know, like, my mom's side of the family, they were more welcoming. My dad's side of the family, like, my brothers at first. Like, I'm close with everybody now. Like, everybody in my family, I'm close. Even my stepmom. Like, we're, like, tight. But, like, at first, it was really hard because my brothers would be like, yo, go back to where you came from. Like, you know? Because they were, like, they were my age. They were, like, they don't understand. Like, who the fuck is this girl? She didn't come out of my mom. Then who the fuck is she, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's hard. It's hard. So, like, when people are having an affair and then they have a child or about to have a child... That shit ain't easy.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's, I'm glad you shared that with us.
That's why I
real.
Wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't want to put that, like if, for example, if I give somebody a break and they fuck somebody raw and they have a baby, like, I don't know. I'm not, because.
You should
not,
be accepting to it because you wouldn't be here if it wasn't no cheating.
But the thing is that.
You're blessed for cheating.
But the thing is that, did I have an. Was it easy for me? Like, did I not? If I wasn't
so
who I was,
so you wouldn't
want
to put someone.
I wouldn't
want
to put somebody through that situation, okay. Especially if you know my stepmother wasn't the most welcoming person either in at first. You know what I'm saying? So did I deserve that abuse? No, I didn't. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. If I can't handle the situation, I'm not gonna be in it. Okay. Just to be fair, right. You know. But
so we ran out of time. We usually have a stretch, but we don't have a stretch this time. So. Black, do you want to answer on that topic before I wrap up?
Nah, I'm gonna leave that alone.
All right.
Leave that alone.
Sasha, this is the part of the show where we let people do their shadows and stuff like that. So,
great job, Sasha.
Very great job.
Thank you.
Very great job. But so,
a lot of people like you trying to get you pregnant in the comments.
Stay trying to hit roll.
Hey, who that girl?
She need to get married. She need her papers, y'all.
Listen, I want to give you the opportunity to shout out what you got going on. And even after the show, we're going to post in the comments whatever you want to post as far as to drive people to what you got going on.
Okay. So check this out, guys. My name is Sasha Mercy. I worked on this project. It's called Dating Has No Mercy. It's a web series. It's 10 episodes. We're going to, like, put it on YouTube, on April 3rd.
Okay.
And it's just basically about a girl in, you know, the Latin community just dating, or, you know, like just dating the life. It's not like it's funny? Not like Sex in the City. It's comedy. So okay. It's gonna be funny, and you're gonna see aspects of women that you probably haven't seen before. So it's kind of like you're in the brain of a, like, you get to see like what girls really think, okay. And you also see the type of guys that there are out there, like the nice guy, the asshole, and you know, the guy that you want to be with but you can't. So it's like.
So repeat the title again. What is it for?
Dating Has No Mercy, and it's gonna be super on YouTube. Funny.
April
3rd, yeah, YouTube and Facebook. Like, yeah, so just follow me on the gram, Sasha Mercy, at SashaMercy.com. I mean, sorry, at Sasha Mercy, just SashaMercy. That'll be dope.
Now, wow.
Cool.
Dope. Fellas, do you got anything to shout out? We got to wrap it up.
I'm going to let Black go last because I know he like to talk.
Yeah, so but he don't got nothing, no party to promote, so.
I know, but he going to party. He don't promote some shit. Okay. We don't even know about.
Okay, you're right.
Real quick. Handsome 15 Instagram, Lob Brown Facebook, y'all already know. Shout out to We All In Clothing. It's my son, Chris, Jamaica Avenue, 165 Coliseum.
I fuck with son.
I want to live, not just survive. That's how you're supposed to live. Take your energy.
I love that.
Stay positive, and that's real talk.
Yo, Chris, if you make big sizes, I'm going to support you.
My son, nah, he don't make them big sizes. I
knew you was going to shoot. I knew you was going
to
shoot.
Chris.
I knew you was going to shoot.
I need some of that.
You know what I'm saying? And, that's pretty much it, man. Just protect your energy. Stay positive, man. We just here to live. We trying to do better for everybody. We support everybody who support us. And that's it, man. No hate, no nothing. I love y'all all. Keep sharing. Keep reposting. Handsome Live. That's it.
It's 15. Your boy, Real Talk Marv. $170 on Instagram. What I wanted to say is, you know, shout out to Big. March 9th, we lost him 20-year anniversary. You know, rest in peace to Big. A Day Without Women. Shout out to all the women. Like Sasha Mercy, putting in that work, creating platforms and doing things. And like, yo, real talk, man, support each other, show love, man. That putting your nose down on people who grinding just like you is whack. That's my message for the week.
Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success, Coney Island of Brooklyn. You know what I mean? I'm a little different. So, I don't got nothing to promote this week. I ain't gonna promote nothing this week with Brown Holy Water.
Promote my birthday, January 31st. Next year.
Come on, man. Ain't nobody gonna remember.
So yeah, listen, this is what it is. You know, we out here grinding. We out here grinding. We out here doing what we gotta do. You know, recycling the black dollar. I just hope everybody respect it. Don't listen to all them false advertisements everywhere else, because at the end of the day, the real is going to respect the real. You understand?
Word.
And the real going to talk for itself. You understand? We ain't gotta do all that other shit. We ain't got to send no subs, no nothing. You feel me? The real is going to respect the real at the end of the day.
Love.
You heard?
Brown Holy
it's your
Water.
Boy, Black
Brown
Success.
Water, every
Brown
Sunday, 7 p.m.
Every
come
Sunday,
get 7
p.m.
We love y'all. Keep supporting
fuck with us.
Us.
Y'all already know what it is.
All
right.
Love.
Yeah. Black Success, nigga. Big wallet, you heard? Yeah, you heard?
Brown holy water, straight out of the bottle. Come get baptized, yeah, that's the motto. We bringing you the 200 proof, no chaser. Brown holy water, we your new favorite flavor. Brown holy water, straight out of the bottle. Come get baptized, yeah, that's the motto. We bringing you the 200 proof, no chaser. Brown holy water, we your new favorite flavor.